Good morning. It's 7:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. A look at the day's weather is coming up in just a few minutes. A federal judge says he intends to rule by the end of July on an Alabama abortion law. The law requires doctors at abortion clinics to have approval to admit patients to nearby hospitals. U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson wrapped up the three-week trial yesterday in Montgomery. In closing arguments, an ACLU attorney said the law will close all but two of Alabama's abortion clinics because they use out-of-state doctors who can't get admitting privileges. Alabama's Solicitor General Andrew Brasher says the traveling doctors have not tried to get admitting privileges, and the clinic's claims have not been proven. Thompson has put the law on hold, pending a ruling. Mississippi, Wisconsin, and Texas have similar laws, but Texas is the only state where it is being enforced. An Alabama judge will delay enforcing his decision outlawing private school tax credits. Alabama Public Radio Stan Ingold reports the move prevents some students from being returned to failing schools.
Montgomery County Circuit Judge Gene Reese issued a handwritten order. It agrees to delay implementation of his ruling against the Alabama Accountability Act. The judge agreed with the state to block his own order. That means the tax credit program can go ahead while appeals courts consider the issue. The law allows state tax credits for parents who move their children from failing public schools to private schools. The Alabama Education Association contends legislators passed the law illegally. The state argues that stopping the program while the future of the law is in court would harm parents and result in some students being sent back to failing schools. Stan Ingold, APR News.
Movie extras are needed for an upcoming film being shot in the town of Selma. An estimated 500 people will be hired to be in the movie, titled Selma. It's about the voting rights marches in 1965, which led to the violent clash that became known as Bloody Sunday. Tommy Fell is the location coordinator of the Alabama Film Office. He says the movie makers are looking for specific types of people.
Candidates must be 17 to 70 years old, bring a valid photo ID, be eligible to work in the United States, be willing to work as a local hire at $64 for 8 hours a day, be male or female, and be able to work 12 to 14-hour days in a vintage wardrobe.
Fell says breakfast and lunch will be provided on the days of filming. Oprah Winfrey will appear in a cameo role in the movie. Actors Cuba Gooding Jr. and Tim Roth will play civil rights attorney Fred Gray and Alabama Governor George Wallace. More than 350 young women are gathered in Tuscaloosa this week to learn more about government and leadership. The American Legion Auxiliary's annual Girls State Convention is being held at the University of Alabama through Friday. Participants from around the state will learn about the way government works and hold mock elections. Now for a look at the day's weather, here is WVUA's Richard Scott.
Our forecast on this Tuesday includes a risk of scattered showers and storms, but it doesn't rain all day. Temperatures top out in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy. Little fog is possible. Low temperature in the upper 60s to near 70. As for a Wednesday, scattered showers and storms still in the forecast, but again, it doesn't rain all day. Partly sunny. High temperature in the upper 80s. Rain chance a little bit smaller, but an isolated storm still possible on Thursday. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb. APR News.